good harvest. We want to get it all in the bin.
Peterson Farm Seed Territory Manager Paul Bromley says his territory across the north central part of North Dakota has crops on both ends of the yield curve.
I cover the north central northwestern part of North Dakota, and the growing conditions there this year have been all over the board. Some of my friends and I were joking that, you know, in the past it'd been like, oh, this quarter did a little better than this quarter and what have you, but the rains were so unbelievably spotty this summer. Now it's like, well, that pass did really good, and the next pass, you know, it didn't get any rain there. But so the variability is typically, like normal years, it's widespread. But surprisingly, not sure how or why, the yields that have been rolling in have been surprisingly good. So not going to complain. We typically, most of the area ran out of moisture somewhere around the 4th of July.
Bromley says it's been tough for farmers to get a good few days of harvest in without pause.
The month of August was extremely dry, going into August extremely dry. Luckily, we didn't have a lot of wind in July, which I'm thinking had something to do with why, you know, crops did better than expected. But wheat harvest, I would say, is probably 3/4 of the way done, give or take. I know there's still plenty out there. Mother Nature's given us short, brief windows to get it off. Canola's coming off here, and there will be no delay between that and soybeans and corn. And ready or not, here it comes.
Latest U.S.